We're talking today with Dr. Clint Rusk, who's the new head of the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University. Clint, first of all, let's talk a little bit about your day here at the Tulsa State Fair. You've been helping with the Junior Livestock Show and at least a couple of the species, and had a chance to interact with a lot of good kids from both 4-H and FFA.
Yes, absolutely. A great day for me. I really had a great time today. I got up early this morning and drove over to Tulsa and started this morning working in the sheep show ring, helping with the market lamb show, and worked there for a couple of breeds and then ended up over at the swine show for a while and had lunch with those folks, and then ended up here at the steer show later this afternoon and spent the rest of the afternoon and evening helping with the steer show.
This is obviously one of the two big shows that we have in the state of Oklahoma, this one in the fall and Youth Expo in the spring. And so you had some big numbers, obviously, that you were looking at.
Yes, sir. Really good numbers in all of those shows. I think in the goat show as well. I didn't get over to the goat show. Would like to do that as well in the future. I've had the opportunity to judge at the OYE, had not judged here at Tulsa, but was very impressed with the numbers and the quality today of both the livestock and the young people.
When we start thinking about these type of events, really a lot of folks in Oklahoma do major quite a bit on these particular shows and all the shows that are kind of under them as well, and quite a few folks didn't even go out of state. What do you think that some of our young folks really get from this type of competitive livestock competition?
I was able to work in the youth livestock area when I was at Purdue University for 13 years, and I guess it was there when it was really hit home to me about the number of life skills that these young people develop in through their livestock projects. In fact, I did some research on that with graduate students while I was at Purdue. And there are a number of skills, the responsibility of raising an animal, that appreciation for life that is developed, and just the overall leadership as those young people grow through the project and continue to feed animals. I just think there's an awful lot that when they put those life skills on a wheel, there's skills all the way around the wheel that these young people end up and develop that I think help them throughout the rest of their life, regardless of whether they end up in a job that has anything to do with raising animals. They've developed a lot of those skills that will carry on through the rest of their life.
I guess what really this is all about both winning gracefully and losing perhaps gracefully as well.
Well, absolutely. And when you come to the Tulsa State Fair, it's obvious the quality is so good that you can leave home with one that you feel like is the best you've ever raised, the best you've ever fed, and you've done everything right, and they've turned out well. But the same thing has happened for other young people from around the state. So when you come here, you know the competition is going to be keen, and it's going to take a little bit of luck. You have to have a good animal, and you have to do things right, but you still have to have some luck to get the overall championship. But, the one thing I think, as kids, we were competitive, and we thought we had to win. But coming here now and realizing as I've matured, I guess in my time, you don't necessarily have to win to come out a winner. And there's so much to be gained just from being involved in those projects and getting to compete here and to be able to have an animal that could even come and stand in a class and be competitive. Those young people are going to gain tremendous skills. You don't have to have the best one to still come out of it with those skills that will help you through the rest of your life.
Let's talk a little bit about the Animal Science Department. You're just recently, of course, officially on duty at Oklahoma State University in the Animal Science Department as the department head. What attracted you to come to Stillwater?
Well, a number of things. I wanted to come here to school. I guess when I graduated from high school, I grew up in southern Kansas, and a lot of the friends and people that I knew were in Oklahoma. My dad said if I was going to raise cattle in Kansas, I should go to Kansas State University. It's a good school, and I did get a good education. But I always had a draw and an interest in coming to Stillwater. I really appreciate the things that this department stands for. They've been competitive in judging teams. They've had quality livestock. They've developed and trained a number of alumni that have gone on to do extremely well. In fact, I think this department has probably produced more folks who have had their portrait hung in the Saddle and Sirloin Club in Louisville at the North American than any other department in the country that I know of. So I'm impressed by the alumni. I'm impressed by the heritage and the tradition, the tradition of excellence. And so to be part of that, to me, is just a humbling experience, and that's what attracted me to come here.
And, obviously there's a rich heritage, but there's also a lot of opportunity to impact a very important segment of Oklahoma agriculture.
Absolutely, and agriculture around the United States. Our students, our undergraduate population, almost at 900 right now, come from 40 different states. 40 out of the 50 states are represented in this department. It is the largest department on campus, so you're accurate. The chance to have an impact is nationwide, not only in Oklahoma, but we need to make sure we take care of the Oklahoma students just as well. They're important, and I think our department does have a big impact.
When it comes to, the department, you cover a lot of species. You've got a lot of different things that you're going to have to juggle as you move forward to the department head. What are some things that you see as priorities that you want to see fine-tuned, changed, enhanced, this type of a thing?
Probably a little early to be able to make some of those calls. I've spent the first 2 months, just now starting my third month, my first 2 months on the job, I spent trying to get better acquainted with my faculty. I've had individual meetings with all of them, faculty and staff, as well as visiting all of our units. We do have a lot of livestock units, and I've tried to spend time there to get acquainted with their strengths and maybe some areas where I can help them. But as far as making change, I think it's important that you spend time probably a year or so evaluating where you're at. There's some things you have to take a hold of right away. The challenge for us right now with the high cost of feed and grain are just trying to maintain our livestock units. You look around the country and other universities similar to Oklahoma State in terms of land-grant schools, some of them have decided to focus on one or two or maybe three species. We're still trying to maintain a presence in several species, and just simply the cost of maintaining those animals is going to be a challenge this year. But I'm hoping we've already made some plans and we're doing things, looking at budgets and planning and trying to figure out how we can basically survive during the next year and continue to teach and do the research and all those things that we want to do and that we've done well for so long. We don't want to lose those. As a department head, I don't want to be that department that has to trim down to just one or two species. I think it's important that we maintain presence in a lot of species because we're training young people who have a lot of varied interests. So they don't all come to Oklahoma State just for one species or another.
Right. I guess maybe the kind of centerpiece of the industry here in the state is the cattle industry, beef cattle industry. So you're, I'm sure, put a fair amount of time and fair amount of resources that direction. Very concerning about the number of beef cows that we've had to liquidate because of the last 2 years of drought. How do you help the industry recover to a point where we can rebuild some of these mama cows?
Well, that's a good question. It's not just one thing that I have the silver bullet for, but certainly even in my time before I came to Oklahoma, we were going through similar kinds of drought in South Dakota. We didn't have it as bad a year ago as Oklahoma did, but we were encouraging producers to try to retain more replacement heifers and breed heifers, and we felt like that now's the time not to get out but to expand and to try to keep more animals. But that's hard to convince somebody in the face of high feed prices and another year of drought. But I think it's important that they hang on because as you look around the country, those beef cattle numbers are going down. Those feeders still need more cattle to feed. Those who survive are going to be in the driver's seat. I think beef cattle, the future is great for those who can hang on and survive. So I think our job is to help encourage and to be positive and look forward. And, you just wouldn't think we'd have 3 years of drought in a row. Hopefully next year will be stronger and better. And those folks who can continue to keep their cows and get through this, I think are going to be in really good position.
When it comes to kind of the high-tech end of the animal industry, animal agriculture industry today, how do you see OSU and the Animal Science Department playing a role in helping keep our producers, ahead of the curve when it comes to genomics and all of that?
Well, certainly some of our recent hires, we've hired four faculty members here since January, and those young faculty members are going to make a large contribution. We've hired two or three that have worked in the genomics area, well-trained in the genomics area, and they're going to bring that knowledge and expertise to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and we look forward to really great research projects from them and also great extension programs to go out and work with our producers and help spread that. Here at the Tulsa State Fair, our faculty have been very involved in bringing technology to simply the management of the animals and the placings. And I heard today as I was going from show to show how important and how that's changed the management of those shows. In some cases where it used to take six or eight people, now one or two people can manage the entries and the placings and the data just because of the new technology that they've been able to implement.
One other area that OSU is starting to step up into, decision a couple, 3 years ago to have the Temple Grandin chair for animal behavior, animal well-being. I know that you've made progress in filling that position. What are your hopes in that arena?
Well, we just, our most recent hire, Dr. Michelle Calvo, came on board here in the last month and came to us extremely well-trained. She has a very impressive record, and we're excited about the contribution that she's going to make. Dr. Calvo has an interest in working with animal behavior, but more importantly, animal welfare and environmental effects of animals and animal production. And I think you're going to see a lot from her. I think she's going to make a large contribution. We've just submitted new positions to the dean, the next five hires that we would like to make, and folks will find out that in those positions that we've put forward, we'd like to see that area to continue to expand.
Your overall impressions coming into Oklahoma from the outside, looking at the livestock industry in general, what are your impressions about the health of our animal agriculture in the state?
Well, again, I haven't probably been here long enough to make too bold of a statement, but from what I have seen, been to a few of the sales so far. I was visiting with Eddie Sims, one of the purebred auctioneers, this evening here at the Tulsa State Fair, and he would tell me that they just had the bull sale at Express Ranch that was as good as it's ever been, and that quite a ways into selling not just a few bulls, but 200 and some bulls, I believe around 250 bulls. Quite a ways into the sale, still selling bulls for $5,000 and $6,000. That's extremely encouraging to me that producers are optimistic about the future, that they would put that much money into their seed stock. They're obviously planning on things getting better and being good for the future. So to me, those are the things that I see. The purebred livestock, the junior livestock program looks to be extremely strong. I can't say enough about the commercial industry yet because I haven't been out and really surveyed that too well yet.